Welcome to Fraser 365. I'm Will Adams, Media Director at Fraser Church in Montgomery, Alabama. And during these weeks, I'm going to be doing a series of interviews for our daily devotional. This week, I'm here with Senior Pastor Chris Montgomery, and each day this week, I'll be asking him a question. Okay, Chris, today's question is, can you please tell us about an important moment in the early part of your faith journey?
Yeah, obviously, when you come to faith and all of a sudden it is new and God is very much alive, there are several significant moments, but for me, there was one not long after I became a Christian. A friend of ours, friend of the family, invited me to come preach at his campground ministry. He had he lived in an RV. There was a small chapel there, and then when the campground was full, he would hold services and go around and invite people and things like that. But the interesting thing was he invited me to come preach and it was in the winter. And so there were maybe three RVs, in the whole camp. But we invited some friends and family. And so there was less than 20 people there. But I knew all of them. And it was your typical service. We sang some hymns, things like that. And then it came time for me to preach. And I got up and I'd prepared and I'd written out 7 pages of notes on a legal pad. And, I thought I was so smart because I'd written the verses in red and then some points in green and, things like that. And I get up there to preach and I, number one, can't look at the audience. I remember I looked at the back wall a couple times and I am just moving through these notes and real fast. So I had 7 pages of notes. It took me 6 minutes to preach the sermon. I was so nervous that I didn't even pray at the end. I just walked over and sat down in the pastor chair. And, thankfully, Tim, who was our family friend, he kind of got up and recovered the service a little bit. And we sang a little more at the end that we were, more than we were planning. But when I sat down in that moment, I was literally shaking. When I sat down, I knew that I could not do this the rest of my life. One way or another, I was going to preach the gospel. I also knew I had to get better at it, but that sense of calling was absolutely there. And the funny thing about that is that public speaking terrified me. And what most people don't know is it still does. It has not come natural. I do not feel comfortable up there, even to this day. And so, people say, oh, you just kind of get up there and you do your thing. Well, there's a whole lot of prayer and relying on the Holy Spirit that has to take place for that to take place.
It's true. And I know a lot of preachers who would say something similar. I think it keeps everyone leaning on God in every moment.
Yeah, I completely agree. And there's a reason why. You don't see me do announcements very often.